got Katrina Dorini, the SAN cardiologist, on the phone. Let's talk about heart health after receiving cancer treatment. Katrina, how are you? Nice to have you on the show.
Very well, thanks, Phil. How are you tonight?
Good, thank you. Good to talk to you. What exactly is cardio-oncology, and why is this becoming so much more important now?
Yes, well, it's good to chat about an area that I'm really passionate about and I've been working, doing a lot of work in, actually. It's a sub-specialised medical field that's really focused on preventing and managing heart disease in people who are undergoing cancer treatment. So we know about cancer therapies like chemotherapy, radiation. They've been around for a long time, but there's now new targeted therapies. And all of these, all of them actually can have side effects on the heart and blood vessels. So as cancer survival rates continue to improve, there are many, many more long-term survivors. And these guys face increased cardiovascular risk, not only due to the cancer, but also the treatments.
Right.
Cardio-oncology actually ensures that we're not just treating the cancer, but we're also protecting the heart through the journey. So before, during the treatment and after. But it's a really evolving field. There's more and more targeted therapies all the time that are rapidly expanding. Amazing treatments. But yeah, they can have increased risk to your heart. So essentially it's us or me. It's exactly as it sounds for the thing, us or me working together with your cancer doctor to make sure that your heart is travelling fine throughout the cancer treatment and it places you in the best position into survivorship as well.
Sure. So what about before the therapy? Do you have, tests that tell you the condition that the heart's in and how does that affect pre-surgery?
Yes, yeah, well, both pre-surgery and pre-treatment, so treatment with the medications and the infusions and things as well, and radiotherapy, yes. It's really important that we do consider heart health beforehand because a lot of this is manageable through the cancer treatment. And 1 in 6 patients actually have, cancer patients already have cardiovascular disease before their diagnosis. So we start with like a full comprehensive cardiovascular assessment, get a baseline risk, and then we sort of look at pre-existing cardiac conditions and risk factors. At OncoHeart, what we do, we usually take a detailed history, of course, physical exam, and we look at the cancer type and also the possible cancer treatment types. We assess normal things that we always do in cardiology as well, like blood pressure, cholesterol or lipids and lifestyle factors. And we may perform, say, an ECG or an echo, an ultrasound of the heart. And sometimes we do now in cardio-oncology more so some cardiac biomarkers, which are some blood tests that can look at heart strain. And then if a patient has higher risk, like they've had prior heart disease or they've got diabetes or certain sort of high-risk cancer therapies, then we can tailor their plan accordingly so that we can minimise their sort of cardiac complications, I guess, during treatment and into survivorship again. Actually, at OncoHeart, we've even got a nurse program that's led by advanced cardiac nurses to actually help educate the patients as well. And then together we work out their patient's risks. And then we can also guide the patient about what to look out for into the future. So I'd sort of recommend if you are a patient with cancer and have had prior heart issues or some of these risk factors, that maybe you should bring this up with your oncologist or your team support. And I'd like to think that most oncologists are bringing it up anyway, but it's always helpful. We're trying to educate more and more of our co-workers.
Of course. And what about if a patient develops a heart issue during the therapy? Can the treatment still be continued?
Yes, that's really the biggest aim of cardio-oncology actually is to allow the patient to get through their, often life-saving cancer treatment, but with as little impact on their heart along the way. So that's where we closely monitor sort of heart function sometimes. We use clinical symptoms, those cardiac biomarkers and other things to keep an eye on them and obviously educating the patient again. And then what we can also educate the patient is about, what to look out for, like breathlessness or palpitations, should I say racing heart, or if you're lightheaded, if you faint, maybe if you've got increased fatigue or, swollen legs or something like that, you may need to just bring that up and just get assessed early because, again, we want to try and detect it early so that we can prevent future problems, which are often manageable.
And I imagine with a lot of the things that you said, like heart palpitations, they may not necessarily be an issue, but, people might worry about that too. I guess you get a lot of that too, that people are, very concerned that they've got that heart issue.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, a lot of the time it may not be a big problem, but again, educating the patients and GPs about considering it, again, depending on their type of treatment.
Right. And I imagine it's quite a balancing act as well, Katrina, in both treating the cancer but also protecting the heart.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. And that's where it's a real teamwork. So cardio-oncology, as we say, is cardiologists working together with the oncologists and the teams and the nurse practitioners and the patient and the general practitioners and the surgeons to work out, you know, we need to keep the life-saving cancer treatment going, but how can we do that? So do we need to adjust the dose of medical therapy? Do we give additional therapy to support the heart so that we can continue with the life-saving cancer therapy? So yes, it's definitely something that we work together with very closely as a team.
And I imagine then there's also ongoing lifestyle measures as well that you have to take on board in order to, you know, reduce the risk of heart issues.
Yes, definitely. So, you know, a patient with cancer is in a similar position to sort of non-cancer patients from that perspective. We just need to be very proactive with heart health. But it is incredibly effective lifestyle changes in decreasing heart risk, both in non-cancer patients and cancer patients. And this is during their treatment and also after their cancer treatment. So they're the usual things we talk about, like physical activity, attempting to at least get out, walk, huff and puff most days if possible, you know, minimum of 10 minutes, ideally 30 if we can. Obviously, there'll be times during cancer therapy that just can't be done, but to try and kickstart that again when possible. And there's the healthy heart diet, like refer to, say, the Heart Foundation website, diets rich in vegetables and fruit and whole grains and sort of lean proteins. Yeah, avoiding tobacco, you know, we can keep going through that list, the usual lifestyle modifications. But really my main point here, Phil, is that it is definitely dual management. You know, from the start, it's about managing the cancer and the heart along the way.
Of course. Well, thank you so much for that. And thank you for the job that you do too, Katrina. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you very much for your time tonight.